The San Francisco Police Union has come under criticism for publishing a controversial photo in its monthly newspaper. A photo in the August edition shows a pair of Labrador retrievers, a black lab with a sign around its neck reading "Black Labs Matter," and a white lab with one that says "All Labs Matter." In a comment to the San Francisco Chronicle, the force's Sergeant Yolanda Williams said of the union, "Reforms aren't going to happen until you get them to concede that they've been doing things wrong, and this does not look like a concession or even an understanding or a desire to understand." As we approach tomorrow's 2-year anniversary of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, Missouri, we wanted to hear Bay Area perspectives about racial justice in the United States. We've partnered with the East Bay Express, who invited people to share their personal reflections in their weekly. Today, we're sharing one of those voices, writer Laron Barton, who says he struggled to stay true to himself as a black man.
My name is Laron Barton. I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri, but I live in San Francisco, California, in the heart of the TL. There was a time that I thought that, you know, if I acted a certain way, that, you know, if I talked a certain way, if I dressed a certain way, then I wouldn't be looked at as the aggressive black man, as, you know, I wanted to be the acceptable Negro. But I just, you know, honestly, it was just one point that I just said, you know what, look, I'm who I am. I'm going to be looked at like this, and that's it. And that's why I wrote this. The title of my essay is "You Are Doing Nothing Wrong." I cannot go a day without watching the news or reading a report stating a young black male or female has been assaulted, brutalized, shot, or killed by a police officer. The usual explanations are, it looked like he or she had a weapon, or the go-to, I was in fear of my life. Every moment we breathe, our life is on the line because of the color of our skin. Some may say, well, if you just said sir, or ask, were you doing something that you shouldn't have been doing or somewhere you shouldn't have been? It's as if our blackness immediately signals trouble. Our elders will tell us to behave properly or act a certain way to avoid the white glare, but I am here to tell you, we are doing nothing wrong. Our lives, our mere existence on this planet causes discomfort, aggression, and contempt. Ever since we've been brought to America, there's been a level of malice directed towards the black man and woman that can only be equaled by the treatment of the Native American. Why are we hated? I have no idea. But I do know changing the way we dress, the way we talk, act in public, or walk around in this world will not matter. Being black is automatically being a target for harm, and I don't want any black man or woman to blame themselves for the way the world sees or treats them. It is not your fault. I wanted this to be published so that people can read it and say, you know what, he's right. Like, you know, we're not doing anything wrong. Like, you know, we shouldn't have to put away our Golden State hoodie or our baggy jeans just to survive. I mean, that's kind of sick, right? You can dress any way, you can talk a certain way, you can behave, but at the end of the day, you are black. And if I come in contact with a police officer, it's a flip of the coin. You know, heads I live, tails I don't, and hopefully it comes up heads. You know, like, I mean, you know, that's just the way it is.